friends. This year should be a specialist for our memory of Rosh Shiyichu, Yishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Maris Chana Bas Rav Shmuel, Maris Santa Chana Bas Rav Meir Zev, Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, and Reb Alexander Zusha Ben Reb Yosef, Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rami Sor Ben Moshe Mordechai. We're going to be learning about Sfiras Omer based on the Torah of Rav Moshe Zatzal. In Dinei Brachas, the din is that the bracha has to be very clear. You have to make sure that it's clear what bracha you're making. When we say the bracha, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayisu V'tzivanu Al Sfiras Omer, it's hard to understand what it means, Sfiras Omer. We're not counting the Omer. The Omer is this carbon. And it's an amount, it's a series of Eifa. And there's no counting of the Omer. And if we're counting the days from then we should say Al Sfiras Yemei HaOmer or Sfira Mei HaOmer. Something like that. What does it mean? Sfiras HaOmer. Are you really counting the Omer? But that's the Takana Banshei Knesset HaGadolah, so we'd like to understand that. Chazal Darshin Vayikra Rabba Amar Rabbi Anai Benoik Sheba'olam Adam Lokech Litra Achat Shel Basar Min HaShuk Kam Yigyot Yageh V'kam Atzar U'Metzter Ad Shebishla V'Abriot Yishenin Amitotehem V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Meshiv Ruchot U'Maleh Ananim U'Magedel Tzmachim U'Medashen Et HaPerot ונותנים לו על השכר העומר. הדאו דכתיב והבאתם את עומר ראשית קצירכם אל הכהן. Yanai says, the meaning of the world is a person takes some meat from the market, toils till he cooks it, and whereas people are sleeping in their beds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has winds and clouds, and all of our produce grows, and all we give him is a little bit of omer. A little bit. And we have another medrash there. This is in the parish of Omer. Omer Brechia. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lechem Or Lehem Yisrael. Kshehiti noten lechem et aman, hayiti noten Omer lekol echad veechad mikem. Hadar od ikhtiv Omer lagulgolet. Ve'achshav she'atem notnim li et haOmer, ein li ela Omer echad mikulchem. ולעוד אלה שאינו של חיטים, אלה של סעורים. לפיכך משה מזכיר את ישראל, ואומר להם, והבאתם את עומר. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, go tell the Jewish people, when I would give you the man, I would give Omer for each one. It says, Omer lagulgoles. Now that I'm not giving you, now that you're giving me the Omer, all I have is one Omer from all of you. And not only that, it's not of Chitim, it's of Seorim. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu warns the Jewish people, and he says, Eveisim es Omer. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives all of us individually, and we just give him one back. Hashem gives us Chitim, we give him a lower level Seorim. It's Mefurish in Chazal, that the Omer that we're makriv v'machretz HaShabbos is given to the Bo'ri Olam Kiviyachol Keneged what Hashem sustains us. Benetinat Omer Reshit Ketzirchem Anu Nadim Lot Reshit HaMazon Shunotein Lanu. It says Reshit Ketzirchem, you give him the first of the harvest. We give him the Reshit HaMazon to show that whatever we're eating Mishulchan Gavoa. We're eating from the table of up high. That it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zan us. He sustains us. So we return the favor, Kiviyachol, Kiviyachol, and give him the Omer. And once we give Hashem the Reishis, It shows that everything we give after everything we're eating is Mishulchan Gavoah. It's all coming from Hashem. We give the Reishis to Hashem, and it shows that everything that comes afterwards is also from Hashem. That's the idea of Reishis. Reishis is the beginning. The Reishis is given as a karban. So Mikan Ve'ilech, all the mazon of a person is the hemshech of that Reishis. Says in the Arizal and other sources that Omer, Ayin Mem Reish, is Begematria Yakar. Value. Nikudat ha'erech shel kol davar. Kasher ha'erech nimdat tamid lefi ha'bikush elav. How do you assess value? How much people want it? Want to sell a typewriter? You're not going to get more than 50 cents. Who needs a typewriter? Not even 50 cents. Used to be everyone had a typewriter. You needed a typewriter. Today it's not worth anything anymore. No bikush. In the same way, there something that's valuable, the more big value there is, the more bikush there is. The ikar bikush that people want is kavod. And so the Balam Or opens up his hakdama to Meseches Brachas that the neshama is called kavod. V'yagel kvodi, uri ura kvodi, l'mayin zamercha kavod. Because the Bore brought kavod down from his kisya kavod. The nefesh is called kavod. L'mayin zamercha kavod. And that comes from God, this nefesh. So what a person needs is kavod. Ki abore atzla la'adam mikisei kvodo. God gave it to man from his throne of glory. That's where he gave from his kisei kavod. That's where the nefesh of a person comes from. And the nefesh of a person is called kavod. Ura kvodi, l'mani zemercha kavod. So it emerges at the mechuvin of the Bria is that mimenu yagia v'yale kavod v'yitzur ha'yichidi b'abriya shemenu magia kavod zeh hu ha'adam kavod she'ach ach v'rak l'tzurat adam mimenu ole kavod v'af ha'kavod she'magia m'yeter ha'nevraim zeh derech ha'adam. The world was created for kavod, not that we should be rodev kavod, but we should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavod. Everything was created for God's glory.
Zo ota nekuda nekret kavod. Kavod ze chashivut v'akara.
So that's what we're looking for in this world. Something that's important and that has value. We're searching out value in this world. And of course the ultimate value is Hashem. Ein kerekach Hashem Elokeinu v'olam hazeh. No value like God. And we're supposed to give God that glory. And that comes from man. We're the only creatures that have this mid of kavod. We could give it out and we can receive it. And already Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, famous vort, that if man would be convinced that he's worthless, that he has no kavod at all, he would cease to exist. That's the tchusha of kavod. If you are pogea b'chvodo shel adam, you're like a rotzeach. Halacha l'maisa, like it says in Sota. Better throw yourself in a kivshan ha'esh. V'al yalbim p'nei chaveru b'rabim. And don't embarrass your friend in public. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in the Sharei Tshuva, Shatam lekach mishum shezeh avak retzicha, avizrayu de retzicha, malbin penei chaveron nekra rotzeach v'shofech damim. It's a shtikl retzicha, because his the blood is drawn from his face. And the panim are the nosei akavod. That's where the yichidus of a person is. Behadarta pnei zaken, hadrat panim. Show him that he's chashuv. If you embarrass somebody and the blood drains from their face, you're taking away their panim, you're taking away their kavod. You take away their kavod, you take away their life. The nefesh is called kavod. When you take away someone's kavod, you're taking away his life. The mind is amercha kavod. Like we said before, v'yagel kvodi, we have numerous psukim, that the soul is called kavod. If you destroy someone's kavod, you're destroying their life. Gemara in Erevin, 83b, says that the midas ha'omer was midas mizono shel adam b'diyuk. Mikanim rochel k'midas ozer b'zebari u'mivorach. Yeter al kein raftan pachot mikan mekulkal b'me'av. So that's what a person needs to eat. More than omer, person's a glutton. Less than omer, person's having stomach problems. That's the midah of a person's eating. That's the amount.
Me'ata mitpa'er midevrei rabotenu, kfi shekvar amarnu, שהעומר הוא היקר, שאדם צריך למזמונותיו גם את שיעור האוכל, וגם את בחינת העומר שיש בו. עומר אינו רק שיעור באלמה, אלא המידה נקראת כך, משום שאדם צריך לקיום חייו גם מזון וגם יקר. כלשון הכתוב מגילת אסתר, בכל אנשים ייתנו יקר לבעליהם, למגדול ועד קטן. ליהודים הייתה אורה ושמחה וססון ועיקר. עיקר נקרא דבר נחוץ, חשוב ונכבד. זה יקר. עומר זה יקר, זה גמטריה יקר. זה מה שאדם צריך, זה שיעור האוכל. That's the amount that you have to eat. And also, it's called yakar, because yakar is kavod. And you need this yakar in order to live. So it's what you need in order to live physically and what you need in order to live emotionally and spiritually. And that's the remez. This is the amount a person eats. Because omer is yakar and yakar is kavod. You have to eat enough to sustain yourself. And you also need kavod to sustain yourself. Av zot nitparesh sham bedevrei rabotenu, ki inyan ze nechlal bapasuk ki lo al lechem levado yichye adam, כי על כל מוצא פי השם יחיה האדם. בפסוק זה אנו למדים, כי אדם לא יכול להיות ניזון מהמזון בלבד. It's not enough to have muzon. It's not enough to have the physical food. כי על כל מוצא פי השם יחיה האדם. We can live on the word of God. You need something spiritual in the food to give you chiyus. V'yancha v'yarivecha v'yachilcha taman asher lo yadata. V'man odiyacha ki lo alalechem levado yichi ha'adam. God's giving us the man in order to tell you that you can't live on bread alone. There has to be something beyond that. There has to be something spiritual. Says that a person's shulchan is like a mizbeach. That's the motza pi Hashem. If a person's shulchan, if a person eats like an animal, so he doesn't feel good, you invite somebody to the King David. I remember they used to went a few times to the King David, and they have these all-you-can-eats, these buffets. It was so expensive, a meal. Of course, I was a bachur at the time. I didn't pay for it, but. You would give somebody a meal at the King David, it's, oh, the King David, so amazing. So I guess that depends on what your taste is, if you like that type of food, but they were serving. But the point is that if you would give somebody the food and a limitless amount of food, but you feed it to him under the table, like a dog, it wouldn't give him chiyas. There needs to be some covered involved also. And the more chiyus, the more ruchnius you have at the table, the more you get from the food. That's why there's a certain ambiance. You go to a restaurant, you go to certain places that
the atmosphere, you're paying money just for the atmosphere, because the atmosphere also adds to the experience. So that's the inyan of Omer LaGulgoles. That's what we need to give us physical and spiritual chiyus. We were born at Yetzias Mitzrayim, like it says in Yecheskel, Umoladetecha b'yom uledet otcha. So that's our birth. And man was born that he needs food. And Mimela, after we were born, we got the food. What was the food? The Omer. אותו אופן שבבריאה שכל הנברים צריכים מזון נאמר כביכול גם על צורת אדם מלמעלה על העבודה שאנו עובדים לבורא עולם נאמר את קורבני לחמי לישי ריח ניחוחי תשמרו להקריב לי במועדו זה נקרא לחם אין מציאות של חיבור נשמה וגוף בלי מזון. You can't connect the body to the soul without food. So, as karbani lachmi, you want to connect the Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world, you want the world to have chiyus, you want the world to have life, you need to bring the karbanos. That's why some people are mezalzel and saying karbanos in the morning. Very important. You learn Rav Kook's parish on the karbanos, it's just pile plus. So you want to bring chiyus to the world. It connects the physical and the spiritual. You put the physical food on the mizbeach. You bring God in there. You give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you've connected the physical food to the spiritual. And then there's life. Lo al alechem levadu yichya adam ki akol motza pi Hashem yichya adam. You put the motza pi Hashem. You put the word of God in the food. Carbon Omer is the carbon of Reishis Ketzirchem. Reishit ha-gilui shel ha-mazon shadam tzirich liot nizon imenu b'meshach kol ha-shana. Kan nimset nekudat ha-reishit. B'korban hazeh anu tzirichim lakachat et otah ha-reishit shei reishit ha-mazon shenitan l'adam milamala lasot menu lechem klapei mala. So we take our first food and we give it to Hashem as lechem. And then we're connecting that to everything we're going to eat further. And then everything's going to have godliness. It's all coming from the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's where we get our chiyus from. Our v'atam chaya es kulam. And therefore the Omer is Merami is also on Yoker, on Yakar. You need both. You don't just need food. You need something spiritual. You need purpose. You need value. Vayadam lenefesh chay is a ruach memalala. Chayim is revealed in Dibur. Motza pi Hashem. Emra b'zeh b'china shel gilui Elokim chayim. Kel chay. Hashemot shebehem yesh tatziruf shel chayim. Midat v'atam chaya et kulam etgala b'motza pi Hashem. Kan nimtza koach ha-chayim chayim b'rtzono. Im kach ha-tfisa ha-brura tzicha liyot sh'otam chayim shegiluyim hu במוצא פי השם, אלו הם החיים שמהם אנו יונקים את חיותנו שלנו. כל מי שחי חיים אחרים, לא לחיים האלו נברנו. If we don't connect the מוצא פי השם to our food, then that's not the life we're supposed to live. You need the מוצא פי השם, and the פי השם is חיוס. The נפש חיה, when man speaks, that's his life, that's the living soul, Uncle says, speech. So Mamela, when God's speech is in the food, Ki Alkol Motza Pi Hashem, Yichya Adam, God's speech is in the food. So that's what's giving us chiyus, not just the food, the speech. God's speech within the food, because speech is life. Nefesh Chai is a ruach memalala. So we give the rachis of what we get our chiyus from, and we give that to the Kohen. We give that to give to Hashem. So that all of our food is shayich to Hashem. All of our food should have the chiyus of Hashem in it. B חזל כתוב לא נתנה תורה לאוכלי המן. כל אותם 40 שנה דור שמקבלי תורה, דור של משה רבינו, אכלו את המן. ובני ישראל אכלו את המן 40 שנה עד בואם אל ארץ נושבת. ואז נגמרה קבלת התורה ועברנו לארץ ישראל כדי לקיים וללמוד את התורה. הברית של ערבות מואב. כפי שאומר רבי עקיבא, שהמצוות נאמרו בסיני, נשנו באוהל מועד ונשתלשלו בערבות מואב. כי סיום קבלת התורה.
It says the Torah was only given to the Ochli Aman, we're eating it for 40 years, because it was a process, like Rabbi Kiva teaches in Chagiga. The mitzvahs were given at Sinai, repeated Ohel Moed, and then Nochem Moed Arvas Moav. During this entire period, we're eating the Man. Parashas Aman concludes with the Pasuk, V'omer Asiri Seifehu. Zeh HaShiur. Shiur Ma'achalo Shel Adam. V'nei Omer Zuh Lo Midah, Ela Inyano Kibbutz V'Tzeruf Yachad. כמו מלאכת מאמר בשבת. עשיית אומרים נמצא שאין כאן מידה מסוימת. כן נאמר ואומר עשירית טייפיו. יש לזה שיעור שהוא שיעור מאכלו של אדם ליום, כדברי הגמרא בעירובין.
So the Omer is not really a midah. Omer is a pile. Like מלאכת מאמר, when you pile up on Shabbos. Sheaves. The Torah says that this Omer is a series of Eifah. That's how much man they got. And that's Shir Ma'achalo Shel Adam.
Why is it called Omer?
So it's teaching us that Lo Alechem Levadu Chiyah Adam.
A person is not living from the amount of food. He's living from the Omer. And the Omer is Yakar.
Omer is gematria yakar, its value, its kavod, its honor, its meaning, its purpose.
HaTorah lo mamshicha linaten tamid mechadash, כמו שאומרים בשבועות חג זמן מתן תורתנו. הלו זה עניינם של המועדים, כידוע בפרט כאן בזמן מתן תורתנו. יציאת מצרים של פסח, אותה יציאת מצרים, היא יציאת מצרים בפועל שלנו. אנו חייבים לראות את עצמנו כאילו אנחנו בעצמנו יצאנו ממצרים באותו מועד, באותו זמן. שיציאת מצרים התקיימה אז, היא חוזרת ומתקיימת בפועל בכל שנה ושנה, as we know. יציאת מצרים repeats itself every year.
And Atzeres is the Atzeres of Pesach. Like the Ramban says, that the 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuos are the Chol HaMoed.
So that's Yetzias Mitzrayim.
That's the intermediary days. Intermediate days, and then comes Shavuos.
So it's one Hemshech, it's one continuum.
Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim, we had Be'otziyacha, Ta'ami Mitzrayim, Tavdun et Elokim al Ahar Hazeh.
Kach ma shenishtayer biyadeinu ledorot olam. Gam zeh chayav liyot kach. Bechol shana v'shana. Anu yotzim mimitzrayim. Every year we're leaving Mitzrayim, we're going to get the Torah. Serve God al ahar hazeh. We have to see ourselves as yotzei Mitzrayim, going to Har Sinai.
The day after we leave Egypt, we have to bring the Omer atnufa.
Mimochres haShabbos. Shabbos is the day of the Gemar Bria. So to Yetzias Mitzrayim is when man's Tzuras Adam was finished being created, because that's Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's called Shabbos. So we have to bring after this Shabbos, we have to bring the Omer HaTenufa, and that's the only way we can get the Botziacha as the Mitzrayim Tavdun Selakim Lahar Hazeh. That's the only way we can get the Torah. Lo Nitna Torah LaOchli Aman. Torah is only given to those who eat the man. So it all has to come. Matan Torah has to come from the Omer.
And this Omer that was given the Doros is a hemshech of that man, of Omer LaGulgolis that we got as the man.
The Omer, which is Reishis Ketzirchem, is Meshayich us, makes us, connects us to the Omer LaGulgolis that was given in the man. It's Omer is an Omer.
Somebody who just eats bread is not coming to Mizman Matan Torasenu.
In order to get to Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we have to be Mishtayich to that Omer, which is Omer LaGulgolas.
And that's a mefurish in the medrash that we brought, that the omer that we bring, Mimachos HaShabbos, is instead of the omer lagulgolos, instead of the man. I gave you man, omer lagulgolos, and now it's going to be miskayim with the man you gave me. It's the same thing, that we're that our food should be godly. That's the man, and that's like the Ramban says about the man, that it's the godly light that was enclosed in food. So God gave us man, we give him the omer also to maybe shaykh ourselves, that our food should also be mundik, it should be like the man. That's the only way we could be Makabal Torah. So, Mirtz Hashem, we still have a lot more to say about this. So I ask that you please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. And we should be Zocha, Lomod Ulam, Elishim Olas, Lekaim, Eskol Divrei Sama, Torah, Vihava. And to remember that Sof Davar, Kol Nishma, Et Elokim Yirav, Et Mitzvotav Shmo, Ki Zeh, Kol Ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.